two kids, summer isn't just time off. It's time spent building confidence and curiosity. But when school meals pause, millions of kids lose access to the food they count on during the school year. As a neighbor-led network, Feeding America is deeply rooted in every community, ensuring summer meals continue nourishing growth and potential. Your support puts healthy food within reach, fueling the future for kids and their families. Give now at feedingamerica.org/summerhunger.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Thursday, May 28th. I hope you're well. Coming up,
there's an agreement to be made. We want that to be made. I think there's been some progress.
US and Iran continue to exchange strikes and government promises biggest overhaul in one-off housing in decades. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Iran claims to have targeted a US airbase overnight, warning aggression will not go unanswered. It's after fresh American strikes on Iranian military targets, including near the Strait of Hormuz. The White House has rejected reports from state media in Tehran that a peace agreement has been reached, although Donald Trump insists a deal is close. Here's Marco Rubio.
There's an agreement to be made. We want that to be made. I think there's been some progress and some interest, and we'll see over the next few hours and days whether progress could be made. I just want to remind everybody, Mr. President, you know this well, you have other options available to you if that doesn't work.
Meanwhile, Israel has ordered the evacuation of all residents across southern Lebanon. It dramatically escalates its military offensive in the region. The Israeli Defense Forces is telling civilians to move north of the Zarani River, warning that all areas south of that river are now considered combat zones. The Defense Forces says Irish troops remain in place and are well and accounted for. The Taoiseach is promising the biggest overhaul of rural housing rules in two decades. Simon Harris told a Fine Gael parliamentary party meeting last night it represents a shift away from planning practices that have held rural communities back for far too long. News Talk's Tina Gates reports.
Simon Harris is promising an easing of planning laws will make it easier for families to build homes in the countryside. He says restrictions on ribbon development, the practice of building houses along rural roadsides, and caps on homes built on family farm holdings will be scrapped, with the changes going to Cabinet early next month. He says anyone with a social or economic need to live in a rural area will have a reasonable expectation of getting planning permission. The Taoiseach also pointed to Fine Gael's Galway West by-election victory, saying voters have given the party a mandate that must be accepted with humility.
Nursing unions say patient safety concerns are at the heart of a new industrial dispute at Cork University Hospital. Theatre nurses at CUH are to be balloted for strike action over what they claim is a staffing crisis in scheduling. Staff in the theatre department say they're owed over 5,500 hours of time in lieu, which they can't take now because of chronic understaffing. Liam Conway from the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation says members have raised concerns about delayed procedures and staff regularly working beyond their rostered hours.
The employer needs to come to the table now and address those issues. In the event they don't, unfortunately, we're left in a situation where we need to pursue all avenues to ensure that members are safe in their workplace, they're not being asked to stay on past their rostered hours, and our members are coming at this from a very, very serious patient safety issue.
Schools are being reminded about putting parents under financial pressure when it comes to school uniforms. The Competition and Consumer Protection Commission has made recommendations on the cost involved in sending children and young people back to school. They're asking schools to review uniform policies and consider the use of generic uniforms. Craig Whelan, Director of Antitrust at the CCPC, says it's important that schools look at what's needed for uniforms.
There are very simple steps schools can take to reduce that pressure. So what we're encouraging schools to do is to review their uniform policies and to make changes where those policies could be driving up costs for parents. So that means looking at, you know, what the uniform requirements are and maybe introducing more generic items or moving away from branded or embroidered crests on items. And also to look at those supply arrangements. So if you have an exclusive supplier, to make sure that that's underpinned by a competitive process.
Recommendations are being published today to ensure the future of Ireland's transport transition, aimed at reducing emissions and improving public transport. The study by the Just Transition Commission of Ireland focuses on investment in public transport, walking and cycling. It also places a strong emphasis on reliable and accessible alternatives to private car use, particularly in rural areas. Ali Sheridan, chair of the Just Transition Commission of Ireland, says the government needs to act in order to reduce our emissions.
Throughout our 8 recommendations, we're really highlighting the opportunity that the government now has to not only close the gap that it needs to close in terms of meeting our climate targets and our legally binding limits, but to do it in a way that provides more opportunity for more of our society to actually access the benefits, whether that's better public transport, more active transport, whether it's cycling or walking.
Bloom returns to Phoenix Park today and is expecting over 100,000 people to attend. Across 70 acres, stalls and gardens will be encouraging care through sustainability, community building and mental health. Laura Douglas, head of Bord Bia Bloom and brand partnership, says people can expect a jam-packed weekend.
This year we're celebrating our 20th year. In addition to our, you know, much-loved gardening, food and sustainable living content, we have lots of new features this year. You know, a show garden inspired by Brendan Courtney. We have a new sustainability, international sustainability accreditation, which we're very proud of. Bloom's the first and currently only event in Ireland to have achieved that. And we have over 300 talks, demos, interactive workshop, live performances.
In entertainment news, Matthew Perry's family say he was failed by people around him after his former assistant was jailed following the actor's overdose death. Kenneth Iwamas has been sentenced to nearly 3.5 years after admitting supplying ketamine to the Friends star in 2023. Outside court, the aide's lawyer, Alan Eisner, argued he'd been working for a wealthy and powerful employer.
Kenny wants to express his deepest sympathy for the part that he played in the death of Matthew Perry. Kenny at all times acted at the direction of Mr. Perry, and as his employee, Kenny wishes he could have had the strength to push back and say no.
And in sport, FIFA's ticketing practices for this summer's World Cup are to be investigated by US chief legal officers. The governing body has been subpoenaed by the Attorneys General of New York and New Jersey after allegations of artificially inflating prices and misleading fans. England's group game with Panama and the tournament's final are among the matches affected. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.
I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.